to Revelation chapter 7. Question was presented to me in the Berea Baptist Forum. I get questions occasionally that I honestly can say that I've never given a moment's thought to before I read that question. And this is one of those questions that not one time has it crossed my mind. The question is, why is the tribe of Dan not included in the 12 tribes that were saved and redeemed? The 144,000, the tribe of Dan, was not included. Well, I had to try to find out, and hopefully I have some conclusions that are scriptural, but you can't go beyond scripture. So if you would turn there, we'll read. After these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and sea, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000, 144,000 of the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Nephtalim were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb." So why is the tribe of Dan omitted in Revelation 7? Well, before I attempt to answer that question, I think it's important to identify some truths that are associated with the context of Revelation chapter 7. There's some measure of chronology in the book of Revelation. And in chapter 4, you have a picture of the rapture of the saints, where John is caught up in the Spirit, and he goes to the throne of God, and he joins those that are worshiping, and he sees all the glory of the Lamb. And then in chapter 5, you find the glorified saints who are worshiping the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. And look, those glorified saints are looking forward to the day. Since God has already made them kings and priests unto their God, they're looking forward to the day when they come from heaven to the earth with the Lord, to reign with Him. Now that'll happen it'll happen later, probably around 7 years later. Then in chapter 6, you have really an overview of the tribulation period with the picture of the beasts and war, famine, death, all those things are pictured. And it's kind of an overview of the tribulation period. Now, chapter 7 begins the unveiling of particular events that will occur during the tribulation period. And I thought it was fitting that one of the first things that's going to happen in the tribulation period is God is going to save 144,000 Jews. And I believe that He's going to use them as witnesses to their brethren and to folks on the earth. So right at the very beginning of the tribulation period, you have God working His purpose to save sinners. So people ask, will anybody be saved during the tribulation? Of course. I don't believe there's been a time, any time on earth, that people have not been saved by the grace of God, by the power of God, since the fall of Adam. So it's fitting that the tribulation period, which is elsewhere referred to as the time of Jacob's trouble, would include God's sovereign dealing with His chosen nation, Israel. Now in Revelation 7, we find that God is going to save 144,000 Israelites. He's going to redeem them. In fact, there's going to be 12,000 exactly out of each of the 12 tribes that are listed here. Now later in Revelation 14, we learn that these Israelites will be males who are virgins, who are redeemed by the blood of Christ, and who are faithful followers of the Lamb. God begins dealing with His chosen nation by saving 144,000 Israelites and using them as faithful witnesses. What's their reward for being a faithful witness? They're going to be martyred. People don't understand the severity of the tribulation period. People who don't take the mark of the beast, who will not bow to the authority of the Antichrist and so on, they are going to be martyred. Those that are a witness for Jesus are going to be martyred. And so it's true with them. Turn over to Revelation chapter 14 and verse 3. It says, "And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth." So the folks, these 144,000 that were on the earth, that were sealed and were faithful witnesses, now they're in heaven before the throne, because they've been martyred. "These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God." And you know what makes them without fault before the throne of God? The blood of Jesus Christ. The power of the gospel that worked in their life. They were saved just like me and you were saved, through faith in Christ's death, His burial, His resurrection, as the only means of salvation. Now, what's clear to me is that the 144,000 Israelites are only the first fruits of the Jews who will later be saved. Now, how can I say that? Well, God never changes the way of salvation. Those Jews were saved the way that we're saved. And in the second, when Christ comes back, in the second advent, There's going to be an outpouring of the Spirit unlike anything the Jews have ever experienced. And those same Jews will be saved the very same way Gentiles are, by the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it's also clear from the passage, and I think this is overlooked as I read the comments and as I studied this out, very few people brought this out, but it's something that's really clear to me because I believe in the sovereignty of God. It's clear from the passage that God is sovereign and precise in the salvation of His elect, whether they be Jews or whether they be Gentiles. Now, in this instance, the exact number of Israelites who are redeemed is set forth. God gives you the particular number who were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, who were redeemed by His blood particularly, and who were called. And He also gives us the specific tribe to which they belong. Make no mistake about it. These verses clearly indicate that God still recognizes His chosen nation. And He also recognizes the 12 tribes of Israel, of the children of Israel. They're not lost. Men may think they're lost, but not to God. Now, these are things that I know from the Bible. There's no speculation here. The 144,000 Israelites are literal souls who have been literally saved, redeemed, called by the power of God. They are individual souls out of the 12 tribes listed. There is no way that they can be identified as the church, as some replacement theorists falsely assert. The church, Israel is not the church. Now, one reason, and this is where we're going to kind of get into the answer, and it's if it's not good enough for you, please forgive me. Because this is what I came up with as I studied this out. There's some things, I think people, when they read the Bible, they do a lot of speculating. They do a lot of spiritualizing without a whole lot of Bible to back up what they're saying. Now, one reason why the tribe of Dan is not mentioned in Revelation 7, and to me this is, it's relatively simple. It's because God sovereignly determined not to include them as the part of the first fruits of the children of Israel who will be saved during the tribulation period. That's God's sovereign choice. It was not their time. God works all things after the counsel of His own will. And it was obviously not His will to redeem any of the tribe of Dan at that precise time. God does as He pleases, and we must be submissive to His sovereign distributions of grace. Now, some have rightly observed that Dan was one of the first tribes to go into open idolatry. Idolatry among the children of Israel. It's set forth in Judges 18, verse 30 and 31. And the children of Dan set up the graven image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan under the day of the captivity of the land. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he made at that time at the house of God that was in Shiloh. I got some typos there. I never copy and paste nothing. I type it, And then I just didn't do a very good job of proofreading it. I have to correct that. Now, so that's one strike against them. They were one of the first tribes to go into open idolatry. Now, it's also significant to note that one of the descendants of Dan was the first person to be judged for using the Lord's name in vain, which is a breach of the third commandment. And that's recorded over in Leviticus chapter 24 and verse 10. Leviticus 24 and verse 10. And the son of an Israelite woman whose father was an Egyptian went out among the children of Israel, and this son of the Israelitish woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord and cursed. And they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shilamith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in ward that the mind of the Lord might be showed them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, bring forth him that is cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let the congregation stone him. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curseth his God shall bear his sin. That's a pretty rough, open judgment right there. And he was one of the first that's recorded to have blasphemed the name of God and to be judged publicly for it. So those are a couple of valid considerations as to why Dan is not included in Revelation 7. But here's my ultimate conclusion. Ultimately, we can trace the omission all the way back to the eternal, infinite, sovereign decrees of God Almighty. There is a purpose behind it. God does all things well. Now, I do want to state this. Though Dan is not included in the Israelites who are the first fruits saved during the tribulation period, it's significant to observe that God does not cast off His people, which He did foreknow. Later, the elect out of the tribe of Dan will look to Christ for salvation at the second advent of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at a couple of passages where that's clearly stated. Turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 39. Ezekiel 39 and verse 25. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob and have mercy. Now, listen carefully to the language here. Will have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. After that, they have borne their shame and all their trespasses, whereof they have trespassed against me when they dwelt safely in their land and none made them afraid. When I have brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemies' lands and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations, then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen. But I have gathered them unto their own land, and have left none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. Now, a parallel passage, of course, Revelation 1:7 would be one, but the Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. And I will, verse 9 gives you the timing. It's in the second advent. It shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Here is the conversion of Israel, the elect nation of Israel, at the second advent. Now, there'll be a day when Israel will be saved and converted. Romans 11, verses 26 through 29. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Now, how do I know Dan is included in this salvation among elect Israel? God revealed to the prophet Ezekiel the future glory of the nation of Israel during the millennial reign. In chapters 40 through 48. And when the tribes are listed in Ezekiel 48, it's noteworthy that Dan's the first one on the list. Ezekiel 48:1, now these are the names of the tribes. From the north end, the coast of the way of Hethlon, as one goeth to Hamath, Hazarin, and the border of Damascus northward to the coast of Hamath, for these are his sides, east and west, a portion for Dan. This is God's portioning out where they're going to be during the millennial reign in their land. So the tribe of Dan will inherit the portion that God had promised and will partake of the worship and the glory in the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, there's a good end to this story. God always fulfills His purpose. And yes, there will be people saved out of the tribe of Dan. But it just won't be, they won't be numbered among the first 144,000. That's the best I can do.